Greetings, it's Terry at Cottage in the Court. I think fall is here, guys. I'm just back from Italy, and once again, it was a lesson in rebooting oneself, rethinking, readjusting, and just merely resetting my life, my world, my thoughts. So, something happened to me, and as usual, I can always make an analogy to how life, our life, is a garden. It's a garden plot. When you really think about it, it's a garden plot. So I had a little issue with my chariot, my little red Kia, and I needed some help. Well, wasn't sure who to call, but I reached out to a neighbor. This neighbor helped me understand that I needed a bulb, not a fuse. That was a big thing for me. But the garden of life lesson in all of that is, when you plant your garden, do your flowers have a support team? When the blooms are gone, do you have evergreens in your garden that will take up the slack, that will provide beauty even in the darkest hour in the wintertime? Our life gardens always need to have that support plant material, if you will. And as always, when you're choosing any plant material, you must choose wisely. So think about that as you do your garden cleanup, as you figure out what am I going to put in my garden that will carry me through the winter months, whether I have blooms or not. What beauty can I find in the garden, whether it's the structural canopy of trees, whether it's leaves on the ground, whether it's branches collected and simply placed in a pot? Does your garden have a support staff? Does your garden have a community in which it can lean on when it really needs a little bit of a help? That's just my thought, because after all, it's morning glory, and I love sharing how I equate the simple things that happen in life to life in the garden. Have a great day. It's raining, which means transplanting should be easier this weekend, and I'm looking forward to that. Enjoy. Thank you.